Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome again. God bless you. God bless you. This is Dr. Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole, and we're so happy to have you and you. Tell a friend and call a friend. Let them know that Dr. Truth is on the air, and we thank God for you and you, and we know you, God is able to do everything but fail. Amen. We praise the Lord, amen, for your efforts and for your desire, amen, to be led by the word of God. Father, we thank you right now, oh God. We ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance upon each and every caller. Oh Lord, give them this day their daily bread. You know what their heart desire. You know where their problems are. Lord, would you say two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And we thank you, Father, for always being with us, regardless of who it might be or where it might be. Lord, we know that if it had not been for you, if it had not been for you, amen, you're examining us and looking over us and helping us, amen, we wouldn't be able to make it on this side of heaven. And we glorify your name at this time. Amen. Lord, we come. We thank God for the Holy Spirit. Amen. Your spirit, you said, amen, that these are the signs of those that believe. They will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Also, you was teaching us, oh Lord, not only that, but how we can overcome. Amen. See, he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. And we thank you for it. And we give you the praise. And we thank you. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you again. This is Doctrine of Truth. We are, amen, here. Amen. And we're looking for you and you to call a friend and tell a friend. Amen. The Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. Wherever you might be. Amen. And we are, you can reach us, our website, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. Also, you can reach us in our associate website. Is go to the youthreach.org, www.gototheyouth.org. Amen. Our associate, a website, amen, that working with the youth. Amen. If you like to donate to either one of these programs, you can go down to the bottom of the page and you can click on it at the bottom of the page. Amen. Go to the youth.org is working with the young people, amen, in the land. And we're looking tonight as well as today, wherever you might be found. Amen. You can call a friend and tell a friend, amen, that Doctrine of Truth is here. Amen. We're always striving, and our desire is to get to the truth from a grassroots level. That's always our desire, amen, for what you see, amen, what you hear, amen, and give you a chance to express yourself, amen. Bible says where two or three come together, amen, and we need one another. God sent, he made Adam and Eve, amen. When Jesus came on the scene, amen, he picked 12 men and he trained them, amen, as they went out to spread the gospel. Amen. He told them to go. No, not sit around and hide out and be a hermit. Amen. Because of the fact it might look religious. Amen. But God wants us among the fallen. He wants us among the lost because that's where we came from. Somebody talked to us and prayed for us and encouraged us. Amen. So it's our job. Amen. As believers and followers of Christ, amen, to go. Amen. You have the ability. You have the power within you. Amen. Don't think you don't know enough. Yes, you do. Amen. God has blessed you and delivered you, and He wants you to spread how you overcome. He wants you to spread, amen, what you have achieved through His support. And God does support us. He does support us, amen, through His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. We're talking about in these the last days. Are these the last days, or is this the end of the world? Amen. Those that you might know, people that saying that there is no heaven, no earth. They don't believe the Bible. Amen. But we can support those that in Christ can support. Amen. That the Bible is true. Number one, by your life. Amen. By what God has done for you. And you still have a mind, amen, to strive on and to tell the little bit you have, whatever it might have, amen, you have in Christ. We want to look out for, we wanted to always to promote certain type of Bibles in these last days, because this is God's last letter through His Son. This is God's letter. This is His will. He left for His believers to follow. Amen. And so many of these men in the Bible days has written, amen, and they have left it, and it was translated from Hebrew, the Greek, the Latin, amen, Aramaic, to the believers. And there's still a lot more people in the world need to hear, amen, about the gospel, about the good news of God. And it's good news. It's good news. Amen. Give people hope, amen, that there's a better day. Give people hope. What they're seeing today, what they're hearing today, amen, they're wondering, is this all of it? If this is all about, amen, everything being destroyed, is this all? Amen. But we're going to first lay some proof down, amen, according to the Bible. We're using the King James Bible. Some of you might have American Standard. Some of you might have New International, amen, the Amplified Bible, the Good News Bible, amen. But nevertheless, you have to have a closest translation that you possibly can, because this translation is going to feed your soul. It's going to feed your intellect and give you the positive information, amen, that you can stand, amen. In Matthew's, the 13th chapter, we're going to read a couple of scriptures, amen. Then we are, as always, we'd like to go to the lines and open it up for discussion, amen, get different point of views of what God has given you and you. Matthew's, and the 13th chapter, amen, and the 39th verse, amen, was pertaining to the sower that sowed the seed, amen, in the last days. He said the enemy that sowed them is the devil, amen. The field, Jesus was talking, giving the parables. Jesus always liked to use parables concerning the world and the things that He created through His Father. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And Jesus is the Word of God. Amen. Was made flesh, according to John, the first chapter. So we're going to pick it up here when he was telling a parable in the book of Matthew's. Amen. He spoke a parable unto them. And if you notice sometimes that when you begin to go through your Bible and you notice the different parables and saying, they come out of the Psalms. They come out of the Psalms. And the Psalm is heartfelt. Amen. Translations are heartfelt. Psalms are heartfelt messages and prayers that have already been laid out. Amen. So if you notice some of the translations of the Psalms in the New Testament, in God already, and you notice that sometimes Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, amen, and Paul, them reflect back to the psalmist, amen, like Jesus had did here in Matthew's 13th chapter and the 35th verse. He said, "It might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which I have been kept secret from the foundation of the world." And you find that in Psalm 78, the second verse. Amen. And when Jesus sent multitude away, he went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, "Declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field." And he answered and said unto them, "He that soweth the good seed is the Son of God, Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seeds are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels." Amen. Notice in the 40th verse, "As therefore the tares are gathered together and be burned in the fire, so shall it be at the end of the world." Amen. So in the 49th verse, he said that, "So shall it be at the end of the world, the angels shall come forth and serve the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth." Amen. We're talking about the end of the world in Matthew's 24. Amen. We run some reference here, Matthew's 24 and 14, what's going to happen at the end of the world. Matthew's 24 and 14 says, "And the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all the nations, and then shall the end come." Then shall the end come. Amen. Matthew's 28 and 20. Amen. We're going to put this together, Matthew 20 and 20. Amen. "They're teaching them to observe all things which I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you alway, even to the end of the world." Amen. So we're talking about here, if this is the end of the world, amen, the gospel has to be preached to all the world. God is a just God, and he is not going to do you unjust. He's not going to do anything against you crooked or wrong, trick you. Amen. But he's not doing that. So the gospel going to come. Amen. Hebrews 13, Hebrews 9 and 26 says, "For he then must be, he ought to have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world has he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself." Amen. So if we put all this together, there are many more scriptures. So the Bible says, "Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established." Amen. So we're trying to establish the truth about the end of the world, about the end time. Amen. The Bible says, "Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses." And let's look at this last scripture here from Matthew's the 24th chapter and the 4th verse. "And Jesus answered and said unto them," you know, he's in the mouth of olives, he was talking to his disciples. He said, "Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. All these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." down to the 10th verse. And then shall be many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise, and shall deceive. The biggest weapon that the enemy have is deception. One of the biggest weapons is deception. And Jesus said it here because of the fact it turns people from the truth. The book in Adam and Eve, in the beginning of Genesis, amen, God told Adam and Eve not to do. And look like that prompts people when you say not, look like the whole computer clicking to mankind. When you say not, amen, they want to do it. They want to do it. Amen. So God told Adam and Eve, now listen, you can have everything in this garden, everything in this world is yours. But just this one tree here, I do not want you to eat of that. I do not want the tree of good and evil. And the enemy came in, amen, using theology, amen, his testimony, or whatever you want to call it today, amen, and say God is trying to hide something from you. And this is what many times you find people in the world, they come to the church, they accept Christ as the Lord and Savior, and the enemy come around and say, listen, and I've talked to many people about continuing in Christ, and they come up with excuses about the church this, the church that. They don't realize, amen, that the devil started excuses in the Garden of Eden, and he told them that God is trying to hide something. They can be a God themselves. So next thing you know, they back up and leave the church, amen, because of the fact, amen, they feel they can do more than God. They're better than the church. The church is holding lifestyle back from them, holding happiness back from them, amen, not knowing, amen, because they don't trust God and know God for themselves, amen, and continue on with God, amen. That's the fall back, the day in deception. That's one sign. Amen. Thessalonians said that's one sign of great falling away. Great falling away from the trust in God. Great falling away, amen, leading and dependent on him, feeling that he will not let them promote or develop themselves in their ideas and dreams. Amen. God wants you to develop your ideas and dreams to glorify him, not yourself. Amen. Because once you start dealing with self, you start dealing with the Satan doctrine. Amen. Devils of doctrine, Paul was talking about in the last days. Doctrines of demons, and they deal with themselves. They want to be a god. The last days, gods, little gods, big gods, want to be bigger than the creator God. Amen. That's one sign of the end time. A lot of betrayal. Betraying one another. Hating one another. That's one sign. Amen, along with the false prophets and false teachers. False prophets and false teachers, amen. There are some great, great false direction that's deceiving the world, deceiving people from the church, Jehovah's Witnesses, amen, the Latter-day Saints, the Mormonism, amen, Unification Church, and Christian Science, amen, are destroying and leading people away from the beautiful gospel of what God has given his people. Amen. There are a lot of false teachers. Amen. And Jesus said a multitude of false teachers. So when you got a multitude, amen, untrained, selfish leaders, amen, desire to be worshipped, desire to be patted on the back, desire to be a God, amen. They don't want to be recognized as a church. Many don't want to be recognized as a church. Many don't want to be recognized as, amen, as leaders or pastors. They have their own names. They have their own names, their own titles. But all they're doing is destroying God's creation. So it behooves us as the church itself, amen, that we must go. That's a at the end of time, and it hampers the church. Amen. It's hampering the believers not to go. They want to be inside the building, set aside, pat on each other's back, And next thing you know, is a lot of fighting and arguing and splitting from the kingdom of God, and that's what the enemy wants. He don't want you to go out and just live a righteous life, a life that means following God's laws and commandments and treating your brother right and your sister right. Amen. We're going to go to the lines now. Amen. There are great, great organizations out there. But do they have the Spirit of God? Do they believe in the Son of God? Amen. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's the full continence of God. You cannot, amen, get rid of the Old Testament. You cannot tear the Bible in half and say you don't like that. You don't like that, the first part of the covenant. That's just like getting rid of your ancestors. You're getting rid of your grandmother, your father, your granddaddy, the auntie. That's the ancestors. Amen. So you have to have the whole Bible. You have to have the whole family of God. Amen. That's what Jesus brought. Jesus brought the church. He brought the church. And you find, amen, that the enemy wanted to destroy the church. So what he's doing, he sent a, like he did in the Garden of Eden, he brought deception. Jesus said, be careful. Be very careful, amen, that you don't be not deceived, amen, amen. Getting half of the truth, not all of it, amen, just being half. Make you feel good, amen. So we're going to open up the lines, amen. There are many more of you. I thank God for you and you. As always, we're kicking off year 2020, amen, and things are going to develop this year. Amen. You got to have the wisdom of God. You have to study the word line upon line, precepts upon precepts. Amen. You got to put it all together. You just can't grab one scripture. Amen. You can't just grab one part. Amen. You got to deal with the whole continence of God. Amen. And you got to go to the elders that have been there before you. Amen. Paul, he was a great student of the word of God and the Pharisees. Amen, in scriptures, but when he came into Jesus, he realized, amen, he said, oh, amen, everything I thought I had, amen, I had the wrong doctrine, the wrong teaching, amen. He sat down with old man Peter and walked on the water, amen, caught up in transfiguration, amen. He realized, amen, God is alive, and that's what which we're now, amen. If you don't feel anything else, you don't see anything as long as you know that he is alive. All right, we open up the lines. We're at Thank God For You. Amen. Those of you that's calling, amen, you can call 1-855-236-2252, 1-347-215-8816. And when you press 1 on the phone, amen, we will not call your name. We give you area code and your last 4 digits. And we see we have a caller now. Amen. Area code 561. The last 4 digits is 1413. God bless you.
God bless you. Praise the Lord, everybody.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. How you doing?
Go ahead, man of God. How you doing?
Go ahead, man of God. How you doing?
All right, sir. I just like to say what came to my spirit and my heart and my ears through my mouth was, don't get tricked out of your garden.
Okay.
And don't get tricked out of the truth. Adam and Eve had the truth, but they didn't get to get all of the truth because they were too busy listening to that slick serpent. My God. Let the truth get in you and sink in. Take root. Amen. So we don't cause God to give us the boot. God bless you. And we
God
don't
bless
get lost
you.
In
God bless
the
bless you.
Day. Amen.
All right. God bless
All
you.
Right.
God
bless you. God bless you.
All right. All right.
All right.
When you call, that's... Turn your phone, your speakers off. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We're going to move on. Amen. Deception. Deception. Amen. Everybody saying, Lord, Lord, Jesus said, amen. And do not what they call me Lord, Lord, Jesus said. and you don't do what I ask you to do. Why would you call me Lord, Lord? Amen. Why would you pull up at a stop sign and don't stop? Amen. 954, area code 4427. God bless you. You're on the air.
God bless you, Bishop. And God bless the broadcast. It is great to be part of it again. Always a great subject. And what a timely subject. Our world, we have so many conveniences nowadays. Our world, we are being bombarded by technological conveniences that supposedly to make our lives easier and that we could not have to use our physical bodies so much to wear ourselves out. But these conveniences only make us get us distracted where we do not spend time with God's word, seeking wisdom, how to live from day to day. You know, we don't spend enough time because of the distractions that the enemy has out there now. They demand all our attention, you know, throughout the day and into the night, and so much so that even when people lay down to rest, they have all kind of devices to occupy their mind. But the Bible does not have all the sparkle, the excitement, the glamour that the things that man has, you know, that people entertain themselves with throughout the day. Most people stayed glued to the television set or the internet. The enemy has gotten us wind that we are not paying attention as we go through day to day to the glory of God that's all around us. The young people now, they have headphones that they put on their head. They have no wires to them. They call them wireless headphones. So their ears are been taken away, so they don't hear anything but what is being piped to them through the devices, and there's no truth in it. It's only the world perception that's being piped into the ears. They are constantly looking at the devices in their hands, so their eyes and ears, two of the senses, they're deprived of. And people walk around in the day, they're not aware of anything that's going on around them. It's so much so that we spend so little time in the Word of God. You know, when God talk about giving a 10% of everything you own, one of those 10% is the time that you have. You have 24 hours in a day. Now, if you're giving God 10%, of the time each day that he gives you 24 hours, then that means for 2 hours and 40 minutes, you need to be into the Word of God. We, in this day and time, we have so many distractions that we're not taking time to look at the life manual, God's manual on how to live this life, and that is the Bible. So, you know, we are constantly now being taken away from the Word of God by all the distractions of mankind.
All right. God bless you as well. Amen. We're always good to hear from you. Amen. We're up there to stay warm in your area. Amen. Some of the deceptions, amen, of these different groups, amen, I was prompted to do because of the fact, amen, it takes people away from, like I say, being distracted. Salvation is so easy. Jesus says, amen, amen. It's so easy, amen. His yoke, amen, is easy, and his burden is light, amen. And you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and all you have to do, amen, be baptized in water in his name, amen, under the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost in his name, amen. Then you have to be developed into his be a follower of him, like going to Sunday school, Bible study, amen, and be developed in his word, amen. Paul said, through knowledge amen, being free in yourself through knowledge, how to stop habits. Habits can be broken. Those habits is nothing but how you practice something for years and years. You know, when a person started driving a car, amen, it was hard in the beginning. But after the practices and practices, amen, they getting out among the other drivers, and they begin to be secure because they learn the rules of the road and everybody following the rules. Amen. So here are some groups, amen. The Jehovah's Witnesses says that to be baptized in Jehovah's Witness, most followers must earn everlasting life on the earth by door-to-door work. Salvation is in heaven is limited to 144 anointed ones, and this number is already reached. Amen. Now, the Christian Science says that, amen, to get salvation, humanity is already eternally saved. Sin, evil, sickness, and death are not real. Are not real. Amen. You see that this is deception. This is deception. Amen. Those that love Christ and love God and the church, Jesus told them to be baptized in his name, and they shall receive power. Amen. Power, what? The ability to deal with all these things that are happening now. The reality of things that are happening now. And God, and he, through his son, the church is way ahead of the time. They're way ahead of the time. Because in these times, that many people are being discouraged. Amen. They feel there's no hope. Amen. They've been distracted by so many means and so much temptation. They feel as the life is about over. Of course, because of the information they have, information that's been given out all over the world, all over the world. So we as believers, amen, Jesus told us to go. Get out of your house. Get out of your rooms. And amen. Be confronted. Yes, you're going to be talked about and pointed fingers. Amen. And don't be upset because they want to accept you in among you. Amen. And all will be upset because they're going to betray you. They're going to betray you. So betrayal is number one. Amen. Deception is another one. The false teaching. False teaching. I met people that don't read the Bible. They read one scripture and they know from Genesis to Revelation. They know everything. Amen. All right, we always like to open the lines now. We're talking about anybody that might know some false teaching going on out there. Amen. Or you might run across some groups. Amen. You're the leader, you can't find the origin of their study. Amen. That's one area. Amen. You can find if you're among false teaching. Amen. You can, it's the end time. Jesus said many false prophets, false teachers. Many popping up said they are the Messiah. Jesus said he is the Christ. Christ means the anointed Messiah. He is the Messiah. Amen. So you might know someone in your area that really came up, and this man pointing said, I mean, live today, amen, in the 20th century, that he is the Messiah, amen. Or, as always, for the last 3 years, some groups were saying that they have picked a day. They have picked a month and a day, and people have sold their houses, their careers, and walked away, and they were waiting in the hotel rooms and beaches and parks. They're waiting for the end time to come. Amen. You might know some people that's been involved in that or seen that. Amen. These are the signs. These are the signs Jesus spoke about. The Bible is true. The Bible is true. Whatever Bible you have, it can correspond with what you see today. What you see, the Bible says wars. You can go right to Matthew. The Bible says wars, earthquakes, and die with different places. You can look and say, oh, it was an earthquake over there, this part of the world, earthquake. Amen. Pestilence. We got diseases breaking out now. Amen. Groups are breaking out. Amen. But the church has got the power, and you are the church and the tabernacle that we meet together. We have to come together, brethren, amen, and put our powers together, put our influence together, amen, and show the world that the church still is what Jesus said it is going to be. All right, all right, all right. We can push one on our phone now, amen, as we continue to talk about the signs of the end time in your community, amen, on your job, in your career, amen. What's happening? What the world is saying? And the world, amen. Jesus said, he told a parable, amen. We're reflecting back to the parable that Jesus told about the seeds, amen. These false doctrines, it's the seeds that the devil has spread it out. He has spread it out, false doctrine. He has spread it into the community, amen. You can find some, amen, have turned their back on what they have seen the world says. Many false doctrine. These Jesus said in Matthew 24, all these are the beginning of sorrows. Of sorrows. Amen. But nevertheless, amen. But Jesus said, amen. But my joy, he said, I give peace unto you. Not as the world giveth, the peace I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. All right, you can go to the lines again, as always. We are, amen, in the studio. And those who would like to listen to other programming been going on, you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. Or you can also, as well, you can go to blogtalkradio.com. Amen. And click on Doctrine of Truth. Amen. You can go into the expos and the studios. Amen. And look at some of the different programs that have been going on over the years. And we like to give out, amen, a shout out to one of the family, of the Block Talk family. Amen. We had lost last year. Amen. One of the great hosts, amen, has been on the programming. Amen. To him, his wife, and supporters. Amen, has gone home to be with the Lord. Amen. We want you to know that we're always praying for you. Amen. The radio listeners. Amen. We're looking to expand after a while. And we're hoping it'll be this year. Amen. Greater things. And let you know God is still alive. If you try and don't give up, amen, he'll work with you. Amen. All right. Push one on your phone. Those who have a comment. Amen, by the end time, amen, what you have seen and how God has maybe continued to bless you and to help you, amen, and have you helped others, as he helped others, all right? End time signs, amen. There are, why we want to bring up some of these, amen, false churches and false teachers, because, all right, 954-4427. God bless
amen,
you.
Amen, Bishop. We there are many signs around us, the signs that Jesus talked about before as he ascended into heaven. We look around and we see things. We just had one of the most major things that we see where wrong is being perceived as right, and the word talked about there'll come a time when wrong will be perceived as right, and we see that going on now in our government, where that some admitted that they see where our leader has done wrong, but however they don't want to move him from his position, you know. Nathan, when Nathan came to David, you know, he explained to him, now, what would you do if a man was to do such and such a thing? David said, well, you know, the man need to be put to death. So, you know, God showed in his word, no one is above the law. And yet we see in our times, like the word say, there'll come a time when seducing spirits or confusing spirits will come over the land. And what we have now, we see where the enemy, you know, being the prince of the airwaves, he's got, you know, those in the position of authority when they're perceiving what's wrong now for right. And not only that, we see the plagues, the earthquakes, the unpredictable weather. You know, it's everywhere. Now, it used to be a time you could pretty well tell the seasons and even the farmers used to plant according to, they would look at the weather pattern. But now the weather is very unseasoned. There are many signs. But we are so distracted that many people are not paying attention to the sign because, you know, when we really think about it, the word of God is not as attracted to people as what man is with all the things that he does. Man has so many things to keep us distracted that when we look at the word of God, the word of God, you have to sit down and you read it. And depend upon the Holy Spirit to give you understanding. Well, man don't have the patience for that. He wants everything his way in a hurry. So it's hard for people to turn to the truth and live by the truth. So a lot of the signs that Jesus talked about that would be in the end days, people are not aware of them because they're so distracted because that the word of God is just truth, and you got to sit down. You got to indulge in that truth. You got to read it and ask the Holy Spirit to give you understanding and wisdom so that you can live by the word. But most people are not going to sit down and sacrifice their time to read the word of God.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. So true. So true. Amen. The book of Luke was talking about in the last days, amen, the weather going to be perplexed. Be perplexed, amen. Like you're saying, you look for summer and you got winter. You look for winter, you got summer. You know, and I was speaking with some farmers, amen, they planted seeds and they had a big rain and washed all the seeds out, amen. Mm-hmm. So everything is perplexed. It's perplexed and it's changing. The climate change already been predicted, amen, by the word of God.
Bishop, I had my plants here, and they started sprouting up out of the ground a week ago because we had unseasonable weather. It was 70 degrees for a whole week, and the plants began to come up out of the ground and sprouting, and here we got a couple more months of winter to go. We are definitely an unseasonable time for the weather. And the people, you know, the plagues and the wars and stuff that's going on, they are real. But yes, if you don't take time to read the word of God, you won't be aware of all this stuff, and you just think, well, that's happening over there, and I don't have time to think about that. That's over there, and that's over here, and this is over there. But when you look at all of it worldwide, you will see that all of this stuff is lining up with the word of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. Amen. Nevertheless, and disease are breaking out. Amen. And that's thank God for the church. God is ahead of all. He sees everything. He's all-knowing, all-seeing. Amen. He will have to lean and depend on him. And thank God that Jesus had made a heaven and a new earth. Amen. That's what the Bible said. We have a new earth. All right. God bless you. Amen. All right. Thank God for you. And we have another caller that's pressed 1 on your phone. Amen. Great insight. Amen. Now, if you listen to, amen, a lot of these false comments coming from these different groups, amen, Christian Science, Unification Church, Mormonism, the Latter-day Saints. Amen. Like I said, you have to sit down and read the Word of God and to study about what they're saying. Amen. Now, the Jehovah's Witnesses says 144,000 live as a spirit in heaven. The rest of the righteous, the great crowd, live on earth and must obey God perfectly for 1,000 years, all to be obliterated. Amen. Excuse me. But Jesus said in the book of Revelation that he's going to prepare a place for us. He said, Apostle John said he saw a new heaven and a new earth. So the Bible knows, amen, and God knows that he's been recorded that this earth and this heaven going to be replaced. It's going to be replaced. And God, he has room for all his people, all the believers. It's going to be more than 144,000. Apostle John said he saw a number that no man could number. So accepting Christ as your Lord and Savior and going on and pressing on and studying, and as your soul and spirit begin to develop more like Christ, amen, and you get more hope, amen, in you about the glory of God, he's going to have a place for you. Jesus said he's going to prepare in St. John 14. I'm going home. My Father got many mansions. Not just one or two for special people. He got many mansions. So you're going to have a house and a home. Amen. You got a place to stay, a mansion, not a little house. You got a mansion. So the promises of God is rich. That's the rich of God. We have a rich God. We have a rich God. Amen. If you want to call riches riches, amen. He owns everything, and you are his children, amen. So our job here is not a losing job. Our job here is to help other people get their mansion, amen. That's our job. Help other people get their mansion. So they should not be discouraged. They can utilize everything here in the world, but you got to give God the glory. And the enemy desire. If he can trick Adam and Eve out of the garden, amen, have them disobey God, amen, and lose out everything. Disobedience, you can lose out. You can lose out all the blessings, all the comfort here on this earth. And that's what the church is about. It's here that God wants to give all the blessings and win more people than just 144,000. Amen. All right, press 1 on your phone. Amen. You know we're usually coming into the latter part of the broadcast, and we're designed here, amen, here at Blog Talk, amen, that you can give a say, amen, what you wanted to say. You can get your message out, amen, through this vehicle, amen. I thank God for all of you because I believe you are the ones that help spreading this gospel. You might not think so, but we must be taking this gospel to the world, to the world. The church is always on the cutting edge. The church is always been the head of the marketing department. Amen. The world is marketing behind God. Amen. If you want to be smart, if you want to be, amen, advanced in your career, you stay with the Holy Spirit. You stay with God and pray on your job. Before you get up in the morning, pray. First you have to do, amen, like you create habits, amen. You better write down a little thing. Did you read a scripture this morning? Put it on the bathroom window, amen, right by you. Put the Bible down on the floor so when you get up, you hit the floor, boom, pray, amen. Read some scriptures and get your mind tuned in, amen. Then when you get your mind tuned in, amen. And the Holy Spirit put you on cruise the rest of the day. Because the natural man himself, amen, he got to be programmed. He got to be programmed. A habit is a program activity. It's a program active that you do daily. You do daily. Amen. If you need a cup of coffee, you do it long enough, amen, you get up looking for a cup of coffee. Amen. Amen. It's an activity. Amen. In order to break that, amen, turn it on the godly side, that's what the church is about. To turn over those bad activities and bad habits, amen. The Holy Ghost will show you how to break that habit. And sometimes you have to stop eating for a while, and he'll show you how to break that habit. Amen. Break that spirit. But you always got to put the word of God back in. Put it back in. All right. All right. We thank God for you. We can take about a couple more callers. You can press one on your phone. Amen. Because we want to go into prayer. Amen. Prayer. Amen. It's priceless. Two doctrines and teaching. Amen. One is repentance. Amen. And prayer. Thank God you can talk to God when you're wrong and when you're right. Amen. Because you can ask God to forgive you. And if your heart is meaning that, he will forgive you. Amen. If you want to come to Christ, you can ask God to forgive you on the knowledge that you know. Amen. Accepting Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen. He will accept you. And then you got to make your next step. Because you have responsibility as a believer. We have responsibilities. Amen. Telling others. Amen. And fellowshipping with others. Amen. And also spreading the word. Spreading the word of God. And the more you develop in the word, it's going to draw you out. Amen. Out of your situation. And it's going to draw other people to you. Amen. You be there talking to them, and the Lord tell you what to say and how to say it. Amen. When the right time. Amen. So once you get the responsibility and become a Christian, be baptized in water. Amen. And following Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have the responsibility and these times to let these young people know that God lives. Amen. All these other gods are letting them down. Amen. All these other gods are letting them down, and they put all their heart and mind, amen, in these areas. And when they let them down, amen, they hit hard, and they feel they can't live. They don't have nothing to live for. And we have to let them know God loved them through his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus was a baby, and he grew up. Amen. Let the young people know, amen, God loved them. John 3:16 is still alive. If they want him, they'll seek him. Like they're seeking all these internet games and all these things they're seeking. They've been put on that thrust for reward. We let them know God rewarding us in hereafter and here and now. Nothing wrong with video games. As long as somebody should make video games for Christians. Christian video games. Amen. So when you patent that, amen, let me know. Amen. That's send me a little offering. That's all. When you patent that, Holy Spirit done gave you. Young people got great minds out there. Amen. Don't let the devil twist their minds in serving him and worshiping him. Amen. Put some Christian, amen, games out there and Christian, amen, videos out there. Amen. The market is, we need that market. We need that market to be developed. All right. All right, we're getting ready now. We have to get ready now for going to prayer. Amen. Those who would like to, we have one more caller, then we're going to go into prayer. I'm going to go with praying. Amen. You can always talk to Christ about your situation. Amen. That's why the church, everything happened in the end time. God told us about it, and he tell us about, amen, prayer, prophecy, and dreams and visions. Amen. That's our internet. That's our direction, GPS. Amen. That's our radar. God tune us in. We pray against it. Amen. The Lord showing you things that are going to happen to your family, your home, your job. Pray against it. Pray against it. Amen. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Amen. Never set your heart on a situation. Say, oh, I'm the best in the world. Don't let the devil deceive you like that. Amen. God knows what's going on. Amen. Deception. Deception in these last days. False teachers. False preachers. Amen. Yeah. One of these churches says that they don't even call themselves a church. They call themselves the Kingdom Hall. They don't even go to a church. They They go to a building called the Kingdom Hall. Amen. But we know Jesus said, amen, the church. The church. Amen. We are not only believers, we are called a church, but we go to the tabernacle. We also go to the, in these last days, and this time now, we go to a building. Amen. Is recognized as a church. All right. You can press one on your phone. We're getting ready to pray. We'll pray. Amen. Let us start off now. Anyone who will begin us to give us a prayer. Amen. You can press one on your phone. Amen. God bless you. 561-1413. Go right ahead. Go right ahead. 1413. 561. Amen. We having a all right. 954-4427.
Father God, we ask you that when we don't want to listen, Lord God, anoint our ears to hear. Stir up in our spirit, Father God, a zeal for your word, that, Lord God, we will take time out of each day that you give us, that we will spend time in your word, that we would learn how to have the wisdom, Father God, that whenever we are asked our decision on anything, that we will not give of ourselves, but Father God, but we would give the word of God as an answer for any questions that will come to us. Guide us, Father God, through your Holy Spirit, that we will keep your word always before us. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right. We'll probably take one more prayer. Amen. One more prayer. Amen. We would like to leave you food for thought. Amen. The Bible says in the last days, amen. And we talk about the 666 in the book of Revelation. All right, we have a 954-4485. Okay, all right. The Bible says in the last days, amen, we have the enemy say he will not allow people. All right, 561-5981 for prayer. 561 every code, 5981. Right ahead. All right. All right. We're having a little difficulties there. Amen. In Ecclesiastes, amen, the seventh chapter, amen, the enemy will try to fight you in these areas. Ecclesiastes, the seventh chapter, amen. In the 12th verse, amen, he's saying that, his wisdom. Wisdom is a defense. Ecclesiastes 7 and 12. Wisdom is a defense. And money is a defense. But the excellence of knowledge is that wisdom give life to them that have it. Amen. When the devil fights you against your learning about God, about your, amen, being successful in your financial situation, amen. The enemy don't want you to defend yourself. He doesn't want you to defend yourself. Amen. There are many brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. It takes a little time to adjust in the world. Amen. Because the enemy fight them. Amen. On the job, on their career. Amen. And give them a situation where they feel they're not supported. But God will always help you overcome through prayer. Amen. Prayer and fasting. Amen. Meet some meal every now and then. Ask God to help you. You can overcome that. What the enemy trying to take away your defense. He's trying to take away your knowledge. Amen. Your income that you can throw you back to him. And 666 say that you cannot buy or sell. Cannot buy or sell. And our economy is built on that. God bless you as always. Good to have you. Amen. We love you all. Father, we thank you right now for all our listeners, amen, wherever they might be, whoever they are. And, Lord, we ask you to anoint them, touch them, and deliver them amen, as they go through this land, as they go through this time, amen, and we give you the glory and the time, amen. Give them the power. Give them the love and encouragement they need, amen, because we know you have all power. You give it unto the church. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen. God bless you until next time. We love you all. Thank you. Thank you.